Kia ora and welcome to Meet the Newbies. After the 2017 general election happened, a lot of new MPs entered Parliament for the first time. However, many of these MPs may not be well known outside of their electorate. So to try and change this, I decided to do a podcast, meeting with one of the new MPs each time. This gives us the chance to get to know our new lawmakers, while giving them the chance to show who they are to the public. The MP we are talking to today is Lawrence Yule, the former Mayor of Hastings and a new National MP for the Tukituki electorate. Let's find out about him.
How are you doing today, Lawrence?
I'm really well.
All right, so let's get into the questions. How would you describe yourself in a sentence?
I'm a people's person. I care about people in my community and I want to do all I can to help them.
What's your background, aside from being Mayor of Hastings?
So I've got a farming background. I was born on a farm. I've got an engineering degree. And I was farming until I became the Mayor of Hastings.
Who is your greatest hero? Who gives you the inspiration to do what you do?
Oh, my dad probably, who passed away. He was really into politics and was a strong National Party supporter. And then politically, most significant politician I've known is John Key. Closely followed by Bill Ings, who's done exceptionally well on this campaign.
When did you realise you wanted to get into politics?
Well, I've been in local politics for a long time, and that came out of me wanting to make some changes at the council in 1990, and I had a go at getting into local politics. I've always been a little bit interested in central government politics, and an opportunity came up when Craig Foss retired, so I thought I'd give it a go.
Do you regret leaving Hastings mid-term when you did that?
Did I regret forcing
a by-election?
Yes, it wasn't ideal, but then circumstances sometimes aren't ideal. But what I did do is take 5 months effective leave of pay, and the money that's been saved from my salary in doing that, and Councillor Adrian Pearce, who also stood in Palmerston North, our two salary savings are about $70,000. That'll fund most of the by-election costs.
What would you march on the streets for?
Not a lot that I can think of in New Zealand. I would mark on the streets in Hastings, probably, or in my own community if I felt weren't getting a fair deal. I'd probably march on some environmental things, but I can't identify anything that's bad enough to do that at the moment.
So you've also got a lot of experience in local government. So could you see yourself becoming the Minister of Local Government?
A lot of people have said that to me. I know a lot about local government, but look, my first duty is to the people that have elected me to be a good local MP. If I can learn the system and I'm considered good enough, maybe I'll be a minister one day. Local government I know a lot about, but I've got a lot of other interests in things like climate change, the environment, things like that.
If you had a chance between local government, climate change, environment, and you could be the minister of only one of them, which one would you choose?
Probably climate change.
What changes to New Zealand's law do you want to make during this term?
I haven't got any specific changes that I've got right at the moment, but I do want to make sure that one of the big concerns I've entered Parliament on is around water and the disconnect between rural and urban people and how we manage our water and look after and allocate it. Water quality. So in that space, I'm saddened by some of the rhetoric I've heard before this election. So policies that actually allow New Zealanders to work together to improve our water quality, to make sure we manage climate change and all the water associated issues and make sure people have safe drinking water.
And of course, you'd know a lot about that from the outbreak last year.
I do.
What would you try to do to help improve water quality?
Water quality, I think it just needs to be a collective, focused attempt by everybody. And I'm not talking in that case around drinking water quality, because generally it's pretty good. What I'm talking about is general water quality. New Zealanders want an improvement in water quality, and we're going to have to work together, both urban and rural people, to do so.
What's your dream for New Zealand? What's the ideal world scenario?
That we have a thriving economy, probably at around 5 to 6 million people, and we manage to protect the quality of our physical environment while doing so.
Understood. If you could have accomplished one and just one thing by the time you leave Parliament, what would your choice of it be?
Have a long-term comprehensive plan as to how we're going to adapt to climate change.
On to conscience issues?
Yes.
So, abortion, would you support decriminalisation?
Yes, I think so. I mean, I think the abortion laws are about right, in my own judgment, but the fact that they're considered under the Crimes Act, I think, is probably wrong.
Cannabis decriminalisation?
No, I don't support that. I support the medical use of cannabis in a controlled way, but not the decriminalisation of it.
Are the Māori seats, do you support the retention of them?
Yes, as long as the Māori participation in those seats remains at a reasonable level. So I think once it gets below 30%, I think you're starting to struggle about the viability of them.
Well, what about the 30% who are still voting in there?
They are still voting in that scenario, but I think if it drops below that much more, then I think you've got to question the whole being of them. I've been a supporter of Maori seats, and I've watched what the Maori Party has managed to do up until this election in extracting value from a coalition of Maori seats. But if that's not going to be supported by the voters, then I think maybe ultimately they will have to go back to general seats.
Okay. New Zealand becoming a republic? Is that
no,
something?
No, I don't support that.
Do you support the foreign deployment of New Zealand troops?
Yes, I do think we have to play our role in international peacekeeping efforts.
And what would you do to the number of MPs? Would you raise the number of MPs? Would you lower it?
Well, I think we're going to have a conversation in New Zealand. At the moment, we've got 120 MPs for around 4.6 million people, I think it is, getting close to 5. If the population goes to 6 on the current ratio, you know, we'll have 140 MPs. And I think we are going to have a conversation about it, what is the appropriate level. I think somewhere between 90 and 120 MPs is about the right number.
Right. Assisted dying, is that something you'd vote for?
I'm pretty open-minded to it. My preference probably is that the legislation's okay as it stands, as long as I can be persuaded that pain is well managed. But I am open to the conversation, and I haven't adopted my final position yet.
All right. Finally, if you had to be trapped on a desert island with an MP from an opposing party, who would you go for?
I get on quite well with Stuart Nash, but, you know, he'd probably be all right.
All right, Stuart Nash. This has been Lawrence Yule. Thank you for listening in.
My pleasure.